steady state. A few weeks later, I had a follow-up appointment with Dr. Kapadia. He asked me for my honest opinion on the outcomes of the surgery. And as I began to respond, I had to pause. I was getting emotional, and through tear-filled eyes, I thanked him. My mojo was back. My self-confidence was back. The warrior of old was back. I was back. Never again would I have to feel that feeling of inadequacy. Gone was the fear of failure in the bedroom. That's a difficult thing to describe. I had been on a roller coaster of emotions for years. It felt as though a huge weight had been lifted from my shoulders. It was liberating. It was an incredible feeling to know that my new steady state included everything I had always longed for. And for this, I will be forever grateful. And now it's on to the next chapter of this story, paying it forward. I'm starting with these short stories in the hopes that they will resonate with other men who are experiencing similar circumstances. I'm proud to be collaborating with Dr. Akash Kapadia to advocate on behalf of my fellow man. We are envisioning web postings, podcasts, radio, and other forms of media for our outreach. And I'm also pleased to share that I'll be happy to discuss the implant procedure via phone through connections established by Dr. Kapadia. And in the spirit of full disclosure, I should share that Phoenix Jackson isn't my real name. It's a pseudonym I chose for privacy reasons. The stories are, however, real. They are mine, and I lived every minute of them. The name I chose does have a special meaning to me. In many circles, the phoenix symbolizes an emergence from fire, a rebirth, if you will. And after my implant surgery, I truly felt this way, that I had risen from the fires of inadequacy and humiliation, that I was in some way reborn, whole again, confident and self-assured. Jackson was my grandfather's name. He was a World War II veteran who fought in the Battle of the Bulge, and he was my hero. If there was ever a picture, one taken of perseverance, of tenacity, of an unwillingness to give up, it would look a lot like my grandfather. And during this journey, I often reflected on some simple advice my grandfather passed on to me in my weaker moments. He would say, "Can't never could, and won't never will." And his message was clear. If the actions we take are underpinned with a mindset of, "I can't and I won't," then that will indeed be a self-fulfilling prophecy. But so too will actions that are underpinned with a mindset of "I can and I will." Thank you, Granddaddy. Thank you for those words. They've helped me through some tough times. Maybe they'll benefit others too.